one. Final score again, Longview 45 and Amarillo Tascosa 42. A great game, a lot more exciting than what we were hoping for at halftime, but we still win either way, and we're going to play for a state championship once again.
Sure do. Want to remind everyone, game time is 3:00, but we'll air at 2:30 with the coaches show, and at 2:45, Brent and Johnny will have their pregame show and kick off 3:00.
Yeah, we want everybody listening here. I think we finally have Coach King coming in. He's finally made his way up here, and I guess they were able to find us okay. Let's just give him just a minute. I think he's probably just a little bit wore out, like we are.
Tough moment.
Okay, he's getting his headset on. All right, Coach. A little more exciting than we would have liked, but it's still a win, and you're about to play for the state championship one more time.
Man, that's music to our ears. It's been a while since we've been back, you know, but it's a game that we really controlled up to the final 2 minutes of the half, and then they found a way to get one in and came back in the second half, and they just went after us. And we didn't play extremely well offensively, had a three and out and a turnover, and I put full blame on me for that. I'm probably a little conservative and could have had a little better play calling, but I put our defense in a bind. But they found ways to get some stops and got some turnovers, gave us the ball back a couple of times, and, you're up 17 there with 3 minutes to go, and you still can't even breathe because you knew they had weapons, and they got us with, a couple of passes, a hitch and pitch, and onside kicks, and, we just had to go out and finish it off. We fielded the onside kick and run the clock out, which is, puts us advancing. Lord, there's so many plays made in the game. It's just hard to recall them all. But I'm so proud of the kids and their effort because, this is a difficult football team to prepare for from an offensive standpoint. And, I felt like we really did a good job of handling it in the first half. And they made a few adjustments in the second half and got on the edge a little bit, but we kind of got that adjusted too. That's what you expect in a semifinal ball game.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to be a semifinal team and just give up. And so you knew that they were going to come back. And the good thing is they got the momentum, but the bottom line, we bent a little bit, but we didn't break. And it was really a really good football game to watch. And I thought the linebackers and Lister made a lot of plays tonight.
Yeah, Jeff and I made a ton of plays and a lot of tackles. But the linebacker, DNs, did a good job squeezing the dive, and outside linebackers feathering the pitch, and safeties come rallying to it. So it was a good job, great scheme from our defensive coach. You say that, and Coach, y'all gave up 42 points. Let me tell you something. We stopped them more than anybody else has. We made a punt. We got turnovers, and we did things that people hadn't been doing to them, and we were able to jump out to a big lead. And that was important for us, make them play from behind. But we knew they weren't just going to totally abandon their scheme because what they do, they'll run it on first down or third and long. I mean, it's just what they do. And, but I thought we were pretty good all night. Caden Meredith with a kickoff turn for a touchdown. J.K. had a huge field goal that wound up being the game-winning points for us when we stalled a drive there about the 20-yard line. So we just found different ways to come out here with a win. And it was a tough one. And I know our kids are tired and battered, but they're going back to Longview with an opportunity to play for a state championship. And, it puts us at 15 wins, which has never been done by a Longview football team. And they went out and earned it tonight in just in historic fashion. I don't know how else to put it. It was unbelievable. And my gut right now, I really don't know what to think. It's a heck of a lot better than coming out here with a 17 loss after being up 17, But Lord of mercy, it was a nail biter.
Well, let's talk about we've been talking about defense. Let's talk about the offense because you came out and in the first half, lights out. So you had a great game plan. You knew where to attack them and the things you could do.
Yeah, we did come out and really mix it up well. And I thought, like I said, I got too conservative in the second half, and that ain't nobody's fault but mine. And we got to do a better job of mixing it up, even with the lead. I mean, that's just what we do. And, you know, be smart with what we choose to do. There were some things we had we didn't run, and I'm going to regret it on the bus ride back. I know that right now. It's we had some better options we should have went to. But, all right, we made plays there in the third quarter or fourth quarter for us that you know, extended it back to a three-possession game, and we needed everyone there at the end, you know. But big job, great job of getting the first down and running the clock out of them. Minute 37, had two timeouts, and we did a great job of getting the first down. I mean, we didn't want to punt the ball, you know, and they were loading the box. They had all 11 of them in there, and so did we. And our offensive line got a great push. Jesse ran the ball hard, and we got enough to get out of here.
I mean, the two backs, Keelan Williams and Jesse Anderson, are so different. They both give you and both of them made big plays tonight. And yeah. I mean, you got to take your hat off to both those two guys. Mm-hmm. Jesse ended up with three touchdowns, and Keelan had two, and both of them rushed for over 100 yards.
Yeah, it was a good night out of them. Our offensive line blocked well. We had some things we liked and did it out of multiple tight end packages, and you know, we were able to get a crease, and you know, great job up front, and those guys rumbling with the ball. I thought they played excellent.
You know, you've been really famous this year for being able to throw the ball so well. All the passing yards and all the quick scores. But tonight, you proved you hadn't forgot how to grind it out, run the clock, and keep the ball. That's what Lobo fans are used to seeing.
Yeah, I mean, and we were able to, but you know, it's we found some, like I said, found some things we liked, and you probably was too conservative in the second half. I don't even know if we had the double digit pass attempts, you know, and yeah. We've been at our best. It's been, you know, over 20 pass attempts a game and mixing in running pass, and just didn't do that tonight. And you know, but we were able to run the ball good, and that was one reason why. You know, we were creasing with the runs, and we had, you know, at one time we were up 28-7, and you know, heck, make them some guns play from behind, and you know, heck, we had pick in the second half, which was a terrible call. You know, I mean, yeah, there's things that could have happened, but it was more the play selection than anything. Like I said, that got to give our kids a better chance, and that's me.
Well, for your information, it was 5 of 8 is what we did.
Not enough.
Completed 5 of 8.
The pick. So. We threw the ball probably four times on the first drive, opening drive, and completed every one of them. So
yeah, Perry had three receptions on the first drive.
Yeah, so
I want to talk.
That's things that eat at you, but hey, we won. And you know, like I tell the kids, you better learn from a mistake. Don't repeat it.
You talked about J.K.'s big kick and Meredith's great kickoff return. But your kick coverage was pretty good. They got a couple of guys that are pretty dangerous back there, and you hemmed them in most of the night.
Yeah, we did. Did a great job with kick coverage. You know, heck, we kicked from the plus side of the field about three times. There were penalties on touchdowns we had, and that was kind of odd. And wound up kicking from the plus side of the field and pinning them deep. So, I mean, even when we had to kick it deep from a regular distance, we were able to get good kicks and good coverage. So, didn't want to give them a score in that department.
Well, I know you'd like to just savor this win, but sorry, you're 0-0 again, and you're going to play somebody that you know a little something about.
That's crazy, isn't it? You play somebody in the playoffs 3 years in a row, but, I mean, it happens quite often, and you change regions, what are they, region 3 or 4? I don't even know which
three.
One they are. Or 3, and, you know, and wind up meeting them again. We've met them in the first round the last 2 years, and it's been a barn burner. They're a good football team. Eric Peavy. They do a great job, and of course we know about their quarterback. He's a senior, and he's electric, and they've got weapons on the perimeter, and evidently they're playing pretty good right now. I hadn't watched any tape on them or anything, just kind of keeping up with their side of the bracket. We'll have a true test next week. It'll be a different test. Like I told the kids, we want it a different way tonight, and these guys maybe I can call Westbrook and talk him into running that flex bone. Let's see if they can put it in for a week. They're going to spread it out and throw it all over the yard. That's what they do, and they're good at it.
Well, at least we can say we're going to be in another state championship game. We're all happy, and I know you are too, and we'll look forward to one more week.
You're right. We got one more. We made it to the last one, and that's what I told the kids. We're going to end it the same way we started on Fox Sports Southwest. We're going to be in a championship game. But, hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming up. Okay. We're going to it's a little bit late. I think we've covered everything. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here because we got to get out of here and head back to Longview. And Lobos will be coming back up, do it again next week. So thanks for being with us. Thanks, Matt, for all you do. Thanks to Connor Myers, our engineer, that comes up and makes sure we got everything hooked up every week. We will be back on the air next week at 2:30. Coaches show 2:30. Pregame at 2:45. Kickoff at 3. Longview back in the state championship. Thanks, everybody. For Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, Gene Morse, this is Mike Richardson saying good night, everybody.